There is no problem at Fort Hood, or there is no problem in our military base, especially in Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm. So
we had one person who was a psychiatrist, and he was. There's only a few psychiatrists, and isn't it interesting of his dissent that he'd be the one that would be used to console soldiers who were having post-traumatic stress disorder? Isn't that like asking the pedophile to watch your children?
Yeah, and he was saying that he was a lame student. He wasn't motivated. He was half-assed, and they ended up sending him out to Fort Hood.
Well, apparently the half of his ass that was okay was just fine, because that's the one that did the shooting.
Oh.
he did it, remember? He did it. That's
Were there other shooters?
Yes, there were.
How many?
There was in total 112.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Count the bullets. Count the shell casings.
I heard they talked to two other shooters, or two other people they brought in and questioned and let go. Tell us about...
Count the shell casings.
Okay, he did...
Get the redaction. Get the redacted report.
Right.
With the black magic marker. Oh, we just have Control-Alt-Delete. We don't even have to do that anymore.
Right.
We just mark through that thing. That's classified. So you don't want to go too far out of that plot process, because this is government thing, so it's government business, so it's not us to describe or undo their notion. However, it is very interesting that any bowel movement on the planet at any time is subject to being produced on YouTube. So it's very interesting that that's not too big of an issue for humans anymore, because you've been so transubstantiated into this world of your bodies that you'll even talk about it. You'll tweet about the newest, trickiest thing of what the newest idol did on the TV or didn't do that others have done. Well, they've done it a long time, so they have a right to be what you call lewd or lascivious.
Right.
Well, then that's a problem. So if it's a slow news day, that moves right to the top of the list.
So hold it, you're saying that, no, there weren't one shooter or three shooters, that there was 110 shooters.
112.
Oh, 112 shooters. Were they amongst those that were they just within the ranks of those inside the holding pin and they just pulled out guns or something and started shooting along?
Not so much. It was a little larger area.
It was a larger area, but were they amongst...
Well, the discussion was that there was vast mayhem broke out.
Okay, very good.
That's what they said.
Right.
We're not cheating. We're using their words. If you look at their words, that's good enough. That'll do you in right there. You don't even have to have a psychic way of knowing inside information. It gets funny enough just looking at how they report it.
Yes. But so what kind of weapons were involved?
9mm and M16s.
So don't you think there are going to be witnesses that are... So how come witnesses...
Not in a military base where redaction is rampant.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. Exactly what goes on in Guantanamo.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No. We have a right to know. We have empirical right to know exactly what goes in Guantanamo. Who's in charge? Who looks after it? Who goes there? Who gets out of there? How does it work? What do they have for dinner? How did they prepare it?
Isn't this going to make an absolute crisis in the ranks, though, if they are looking at the media saying that there was one shooter, but yet them themselves who survived this saw many people with guns? How can there be any kind, how could they keep something like that secret with all of those people witnessing the same thing?
But isn't that why they categorize it as post-traumatic stress disorder? There was a lot of, you want to have some fun, you go back and start talking to those veterans that came out of Vietnam. You go back and ask them what they can't remember.
Right.
You go ask them what went on. You go ask them how it went. You go ask them how it was when they came back home.
Right.
How did it look?
Right.
And people would spit on them.
Spit on them. Right.
You ask them what it did to their psyche. You ask them what psychiatrist was available for to help them.
Right.
Well, you're just an abomination before God and before our military. The very idea. What were you thinking?
Joining
our country's military to fight this unwar.
Right.
Oh, wait. That was a conflict. Sorry.